Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. No one expected last week's announcement that U.S. sanctions on Syria will be lifted. One ministry shares hopes for gospel ministry impact. Then learn about a special magazine by prisoners for prisoners that spreads the hope of Christ. But first, hope surges in Syria after last week's announcement that the U.S. intends to lift sanctions on the nation. The U.S. legislative process will take time, but the potential has already increased the value of Syrian currency and stirred attention from international investors. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says rebuilding Syria used to be impossible.
You are not allowed to do any work because there are so many sanctions. And if the U.S. discovers that any money goes into Syria, then there's a ban on you.
For years, Triumphant Mercy has found small ways to serve Syria. If the Syrian families they work with in Lebanon eventually return home, there will be more ways to help rebuild.
So now is a different game. It's a different game. It's a huge ministry opportunity to just go in the land and work.
Syria's new government and its stance towards religious minorities is unpredictable, but God is up to something. Please pray for gospel light to spread.
Let's pray that the motives will not be just economic or just so that the Abrahamic Accord will come to pass, but more so that the people of Syria will rise again and that they will really see that God had mercy on them.
More in the full report online. Then meet Vlad, a pastor stepping into Ukraine's church leadership vacuum. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association explains that many previous trained pastors are fighting on the front line or have left the country. Today, Vlad is running hard in ministry in the battered city of Odessa.
There's 100 homes that he tries to minister to. He's in a sea of broken children.
On Sundays, kids cram into Vlad's van to go to church. He is working to transform a ramshackle building into a center where kids and parents can hear the gospel. But he needs training so that as they come, he can teach God's word faithfully and fully. That's why SGA works to provide church-based training so that leaders can be equipped right where they are.
By God's grace, he has raised up people like Vlad to do what we cannot do, but we can do what he cannot do in caring for him, praying for him, and supporting him.
Please pray for pastors like Vlad, because you know what?
This is the common resounding comment from all the churches we serve overseas. They pray for you.
Mock says the faithful, fruitful, sacrificial life we pray that believers overseas will have is the same life Christ calls us to live.
Let their stories be a reminder to us of who we need to be in Christ and how we should live.
Learn more in the full report at missionnews.org. And finally, as a prison sentence begins, many inmates face hopelessness. However, Yard Out, a publication of Prisoners for Christ, offers testimonies and hope from prisoners for prisoners. Peyton Burkhart with Prisoners for Christ says,
the first few issues, I was doing interviews with ex-cons who were sharing their testimonies, and I was writing an article for it. But after they started getting into the prisons, we had inmates send their stories to us to use, and we found that that was a really great way to connect with the prisoner.
Now, after about 30 years of producing Yard Out, the publication is in around 1,160 prisons, with a print run of about 51,000, as well as copies online. There are three issues a year that present the gospel, share testimonies, poetry, and letters to the editor from prisoners. This powerful publication is spread through inmates and chaplains.
And when we get letters from inmates who are gang members, and they're tough men covered with tattoos, and they go into a chapel service or they find a Yard Out under their mattress in the solitary confinement or some expression where God reaches out to them. They're just broken by the discovery of grace and forgiveness.
Learn how you can get involved with Prisoners for Christ through our story today. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. This month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.